You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
I won't take it down way. I'm trying to understand your pain. I've also seen some darker days. Yes, I have, yes, I have. I just want you to get better, babe. Just want you to get better, babe. We're living for these better days. We're living for these better days. Better days. Better days. Ooh, I will rise, I will rise.
Recognizing what keeps me pushing through, trying to see me for all of me, cause that's all I could ever be. Keep my wits, and I keep it cool, and I keep an overview of why I do it for. I do it all and more. For days and dems, colored folk, gays and femmes, queens, fiends, and in-betweens. I couldn't dream of better friends. Tear down the scenes and trash the trends. Let's make amends where the fire bends and rise from the ashes. And I promise you, we'll make it out there.
I will rise, I will rise. Always here by your side. I will rise, I will rise.
Better days, better days. Ooh.
I will rise, I will rise. Always here by your side. I will rise, I will rise. My hands will help you out. Just reach out, reach out, reach out, reach out.
That is Noah Slee, Rise, featuring LVJ. Hello, Noah, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm well, thank you.
Hey, it's so nice to chat to you. Thank you so much for staying up late to speak to us over in Berlin. How's it looking out there at the moment?
Life's good, you know. It's slowly getting a little bit warmer now, which is a relief.
Nice, yeah.
But yeah, it's been a pretty chill weekend, so, and I'm usually up pretty late anyway, so super stoked to speak with you anyway, you know.
Well, congratulations on your beautiful new album, It Takes a Village. I think probably the first thing I wanted to ask you is, who is your village around this record? Because it's so community-focused. It's a really beautiful collection of voices and ideas and people. Who's the village that's helped put this one together, Noah?
I mean, I think for me, what I've realized as an artist is, like, a lot of my inspiration and a lot of, you know, where I draw creative inspiration from are, like, my friends.
Mm.
And there's this really nice kind of collaboration of ideas and creativity within the Berlin community that I'm a part of at the moment. And you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. of course, I listen to a lot of music and I'm inspired by what's going on, like, and also old school music. But what really inspires me, and especially recently, is just been like the scene that I'm a part of, and just to see it grow and flourish and really become like quite a positive influence also in the city, because it is a pretty heavy techno city, and like it's just been nice to kind of have this like calming music in the background just lingering and making its way into like more of a prominent scene in Berlin. But that's basically the village that I speak about, and you know, it became really clear to me early on that that I really wanted to make this a collaborative record, because it was during lockdown. And I was like, why not, you know? Yeah, why not, like, put all my friends on a record? And like, I don't know, I think that's quite a beautiful thing. And also, you know, as someone from New Zealand, it's you know, I'm not here for it. I feel like I'm not in Berlin forever. I love home, and I love, like, you know, where I'm from. But it's nice for me to kind of have this, like, moment in my artist career of, like, all the people that inspire me. So, yeah.
That's amazing. I think that's really lovely as well, kind of a timestamp of a place and a moment and a feeling and a community, but also, as you say, kind of almost like a standard as well, like a flag or a pole in the ground to be like, this is a, you know, really important part of a bigger culture and a bigger ecosystem that's going on. Could you maybe describe the scene that you're talking about a little bit more for us? You said it's sort of not, you know, not that Berlin techno sound that perhaps people associate with the city. What is the sound of that scene or the vibe of that scene?
Yeah, I mean, it's really changed in the last 5 years, and I've been here for like just a little bit over 5 years. And, you know, when I first moved here, there wasn't a lot of soul music or even like a lot of singers. There are quite a few musicians, but not really like a lot of singers and like MCs. So it was really a struggle. Like, I mean, I was inspired by a lot of different things, like, you know, the electronic scene, and I was inspired by, you know, the graffiti, and like, or, you know, I was inspired by a lot of things, but there just wasn't this kind of like focus or like this kind of bubbling scene for what I did. And in the beginning, we kind of had to create our own scene. Like, even venues wouldn't really host us because they just assumed that people wouldn't be interested in it. So it was really a struggle, which is bizarre, you know, because it's like, you just assume everywhere you go, like, people will be playing, you know, R&B, soul, jazz music, or hip hop, you know. But it just really wasn't a thing until recently, and just a few like really key things changing, that like a few like magazines starting in Berlin, and also kind of Colors kicking off in Berlin, which is like a YouTube channel, and a few like really nice radio stations that are Berlin based, centered around the style of music. But yeah, we really kind of had to build it from the ground up.
No, you carry on. I was just getting excited by what you're talking about, but what were you saying?
Yeah. So like, you know, slowly it became from like no venues really wanting to host us to, you know, having like multiple nights going on during the week that really like pay homage and like focus on like the type of music that I do, and also like, you know, kind of branching off that and having like the more like alternative versions of that too. So it's really nice to have this presence in the city, and also just to be a part of it in a way, you know, to just to play a small role. And I think it's really important in the city also, like, to have this style of music, because it's so I don't know, it's really like, I don't know, it's soulful, you know, it's soul music, it warms your heart, and I think it's necessary in the music, in a kind of like fast-paced city, to have like a bit of a calming, also scene that people can also like be involved in, and like just kind of kick back and chill, and yeah, it's nice.
Totally. I think that's such a exciting thing as an artist, to be able to see that kind of come up around you and with you as you're making stuff, and you know, finding your own space in a city, hear that music space kind of start to take shape too. Must be very, like, it's quite a singular thing. You don't always get to necessarily be there when that moment's happening or be part of that moment. And it's a really beautiful product, I guess, of that time and place, this album that we're talking about. One thing that I think New Zealand audiences and people who listen to music maybe in this hemisphere will be able to recognise is the you know, strong Pacific influence in your own vocal styles, but also instrumentation, some of the sampling you're using. That's something that maybe is newer to Berlin audiences. What has been some of the responses you've been hearing to your music from your peers over in Europe at the moment?
I mean, I think that's really that's kind of what the celebration of this record is about who you are and bringing that to the forefront and like really owning that and being proud of that. And I mean, I really love referencing where I'm from and also being able to educate people from where I'm from. And also like on a deeper level, like be able to address, you know, my own experiences or maybe traumas or things that I have to unlearn because of where I'm from, and that how that also relates to people, you know, all over the world. It doesn't really matter necessarily where you're from. And I think that's also what this record is about, really. Like a lot of it was during lockdown, and also it was kind of like slightly post the George Floyd movement. And so for me, I kind of, you know, I was definitely inspired by that, but I also wanted to like kind of check into my own world and like my own background and my own unlearning, you know, my own kind of privileges in a way, or even my own like, you know, just things that I have experienced as a queer brown person, you know.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where the themes and the ideas came from. And yeah, a lot of it was really like through conversation with all the artists that were involved, and it was just this like really nice kind of opportunity for everyone just to speak on what they were going through or what they're experiencing, or like a lot of it was just conversational, and it really kind of manifested through the record, which was like, yeah, such a dope part of the process. To be honest with you, like probably my favorite part of this whole experience was the creation of it. It was really fun.
It does feel very organic, the way that this sounds, especially when you listen to it from top to tail. The way it flows feels extremely natural, and the I guess the moments, these sampled moments, these kind of interstitials where you've got, you know, voicemails or things that sound like voicemails or clips from, I don't know, the internet perhaps, where you've sort of sourced these little kind of non-music moments, I guess you could call it. I'm looking for the right words here, but
like transitions.
Maybe? Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. What was the, I guess, the thought process behind including those, and how did you find them or source them?
I mean, that was kind of like, that's where I was kind of piecing it together in my mind, and I worked with like 5 different producers on this record. There's 9 songs all up, so a few of them produced 2 or 3 songs. And I already had in my mind how I wanted them to segue into one another. So I had to communicate the idea to the producer, and oftentimes it's so confusing, you know, like it was hard for me. I'm really bad at explaining things. So I knew how I wanted to sound like in the end, and in the end I pretty much sourced them, yeah, through the internet or just things that I, you know, saved on my phone through friends or just moments, organic moments. And I just like kind of pulled out my phone and recorded it. And then also like, you know, there's this one moment where a friend of mine creates like a string quartet and it actually changes key into the next song. You know, these things I kind of had in my mind, and it was such like a joy. Like I was so hyped when it actually worked, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like multiple producers just like, what the hell, like what, like unsure of what I'm doing. And then when we heard it all together, we're like, it was just like this aha moment, you know?
Yes, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I love, I'm a nerd like that. I love like piecing things together, and I love making albums, you know, like it's a dying thing, but that's just like, I trip out at making records that are conceptual and like really have these moments of storytelling and journey, you know?
Absolutely. It's such a stunning record, Noah. Thank you so much for chatting with us about it this morning. We're going to have a listen to your track Golden Now with Joy Denalane. I wanted to ask you a bit about, we've heard LVJ on the song we heard before, and BFM listeners will be familiar with LVJ as another Tamaki expat who's making fantastic music as well, but might not be so familiar with Joy. Tell us a wee bit about who this is.
So Joy Denalane is...
Denalane, sorry, I've been saying that wrong.
No, it's fine. Joy Denalane, she's from Germany. She's Afro-German. And she's been in the scene like for maybe 2 decades. And one of the first singers, if not the first, you know, a soul singer. And she's like a pillar here in the community, especially for black and brown female artists. So it was kind of a, yeah, it was like full circle to have her on the record because, yeah, she's like super big here in Germany and also in German-speaking countries. And yeah, she's been in the scene and like been paving a way for decades. She worked with like Erykah Badu and was signed to Motown Records in LA. But yeah, it's kind of nice, a little bit of a icon low-key on the record too. So that was like a nice moment.
It's pretty special, eh? Hey, Noah, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. Congrats again on It Takes a Village. It's a stunning record. Hopefully we'll get to see you play it here in Aotearoa in the not-too-distant future when you come home, but have a good time celebrating it in Berlin. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Break it down and reveal itself. Maybe it wasn't even meant to happen, but we grew apart and our connection thinned out. Independent thinking, emotional strings from every corner. Trying to unlearn these behaviors, sometimes it's right in front of our eyes. Could it be more obvious that I have a change of heart? Sifting through the trauma. To my childhood, we're all an extension of those memories. No doubt I will hold every moment, confront or bury we growing in these moments. Seems to be a void at times, a continuous effort to extract our lives. I wish it could be more straightforward. Sometimes it ain't what you expect or what you wanted. So let me break it down one time. Gotta live with every repercussion sometimes. I'm done with waiting in line. I'm telling you to go ahead and live that life. Could it be more obvious that I have a change of heart? Sifting through the trauma. Someone's eye, fighting like we're cats and dogs. It's gonna be the last to draw. Bittersweet, yeah, I got what I wanted, and I hope it was worth your time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What could it be more obvious that I have a change of heart? Sifted through the trauma.
So complacent. little energy to love the things that hold me late.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.